This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Listen up. I want you to look and say, you know, I keep telling you, if you don't fix stuff, if you don't change stuff, if you don't get out there and get active and get involved, there's some real crazy stuff going on. Now, Governor Newsom signed a bill that reduced. Now, the bill, remember something, these bills, these laws, they don't come out with the names on them you think they should have on them. They soften them up. They make sure that they don't really get anybody crazy. So Breitbart's reporting that Governor Newsom signed a bill that would reduce penalties for sodomy with minors. Now, if you have a minor in a car with you, I'm sorry, but I'm sure you'll explain it later. And think about that. Think about the reasons behind that. Why would they need to do that? What would be the reason behind it? Come on, let's let it sit there for a second. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to, because, you know, there's another law in California, you can't necessarily be brought up, you know, there's circumstances, but you can't necessarily be brought up on statutory rape within a 10-year boundary in ages. So technically, the way the law is written, a 23-year-old could easily have sex with a 12-year-old and not be consensual. Although, I don't know how. I'm sorry. I just don't know how you have consensual sex at 12 years old. You don't even know what it is. You don't know what it means. So I don't know how you would do that. But I've been called crazier before, so it doesn't really much matter. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. White House says it's going to flag problematic posts on Facebook. Yeah, nothing to see here. No censorship going on here. Going to say, the White House today announced that they are cracking down on what they consider to be disinformation, especially about the China virus vaccine. Now they're calling it, no, they didn't call it China virus vaccine. It's a revelation that should disturb, you know, any American who hears this is going to be nervous. Well, really? Because you guys on the left who think this is a great idea, it'll stop us from disseminating misinformation. How long before it gets to you? How long before they decide what you're saying, your particular group, your particular faction of the party, is wrong? Jen Psaki, and Surgeon General Vivek Murthy said that the White House is working closely with social media platforms to target information the administration finds objectionable. The government now is going to tell you what to say, how you can say it, or tell you they're really not interested in allowing you to have your freedom of speech. goes on to say, I hope you understand why I've been urging Americans to sign up for the free newsletter to ensure that the government doesn't shut down our content. That's according to, you know, matter of fact, I belong to a small group, a pretty big group, 60-plus commentators, website people, that kind of stuff. You know, we all have the same group. Anyway, the long and short of it is, we've been pushing people to either sign up for a newsletter, sign up for texting, so she can still get information. We're saying we expect more from our technology companies. We're asking them to operate with greater transparency and accountability. We're asking them to monitor misinformation more closely. She went on to say that we're asking them to consistently take action against misinformation, super spreaders on their platforms. So apparently, the party of a little over 1,000 at the White House that Joey B. had a few weeks ago was not a super spreader event. Right? Seriously? He said he's also asking news organizations to proactively address the public's questions without making, without inadvertently giving a platform to help misinformation that could harm audiences. You mean like hydrochloroquine doesn't work? Remember that one? That was just so wrong. Now the CDC and other doctors, now they're allowing people to say, oh yeah, it does work. It does have a positive effect. But when Trump was president, he couldn't say that because he might have got credit for it, right? Every week, she said, I talk to doctors and nurses across the country who are burning out as they care for more and more patients with COVID-19 who never got vaccinated all too often because they were misled by misinformation. We must confront misinformation at the nation at every level, and everybody has the power to do so and needs to engage. Wow. So if you don't buy into the fact that a vaccine or a shot or a concoction of chemicals that may not have properly been tested is okay, is a true vaccine, if you don't buy that, then you're whacked, apparently. Not by me. It's authoritarian. It's dictatorial. They're forcing you to put something in your body that you don't want to. You should have a right to do any of that yourself, whether you want to or not. You have a right to make the call. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. Please don't go off half-cocked like some of these people do. And then we lose. We lose because you don't have the right information. And when you put it out there, when you speak to it, people know you're not telling the truth. I won't say you're not telling the truth. They're going to know you're misinformed. And then, as I love to say, we become them. I don't want to be them. If I wanted to be them, I would have become a them. I would have registered as a them. But we don't want to be that. You want to make sure you have your information. You want to make sure you've got facts on your side, and you can back them up. You don't just pull them out of midair and say, okay, here's what I know to be true. So recently, as I was scouring this big, bad interweb, looking, for my own school board, I was looking to get something done there, and I wanted to see if another district had done something about it. I came across this guy. And he had already pushed it on his school board. He'd already talked about it. And he's willing to take action on it. We need more school board members. Now, you see parents coming up and speaking at the, you know, at the podiums, protecting their children. You need to elect more people that will stick up for your children. You shouldn't have to be at every meeting. I want you at meetings, don't get me wrong, but you shouldn't be at, have to be at every single meeting. So you need to make sure that the people that you're voting in, the people that you're putting your trust in, because that's what you're doing, are there for you. They really, truly, they don't represent the loudest. They do a representation of the people in their community. Anyway, so I've asked Chris Arend to be on with me. He's one of the few Americans qualified as an attorney in both Germany and America. He's retired now, and he serves on the school board in Paso Robles, California. And again, Chris, thanks for being with me.
Glad to be here.
You know, it's first of all, I tell people all the time, you see all this aggravation going on. You see what happens and how often we get yelled at the board level and what have you. But for me, and you can tell me I'm crazy, it's probably, you know, one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. When I know that I'm up there fighting for those kids, we win the battle. You know, you don't always win the war, but you win the battle, and the kids benefit from it, and you go, okay, that's why I'm here, right?
Exactly. At our, at least in my age, I'm fighting for the future generation. My generation, so to say, has already had its run.
Yeah, and these are the guys who are going to be sitting in our chairs at some point in time, and I want to make sure we get the best and brightest for real, not the ones that can yell the loudest, but the ones that actually have fact and will work with fact. All right, so I brought you on because you spent a lot of time on this CRT, critical race theory, and again, as I said earlier, it's not something that just cropped up last Tuesday. They've been chipping away at this for years trying to get this in and make it work. So my question to you is give a little bit of an overview, and most people think they know what it is, but give an overview with the truth as to what it is, and we'll get into how we can combat it and fight it in a minute.
Okay, well, critical race theory grew out of a doctrine called critical theory that developed actually in Germany, in Frankfurt, in the Frankfurt School, as they called it, a philosophy, in the 1920s. Critical theory was trying to explain why Marxism hadn't guessed right about the revolution of the proletariat happening in Western Europe and the United States. They philosophized that the reason was that, well, the people may have had it just too comfortable in those countries, so they started to look for other divisions, and they eventually latched onto race as a, at least in the United States, as a divisive factor. And that was true, of course, back in the Jim Crow era, prior to the Civil Rights Movement. One of the members of the Frankfurt School was actually came to the United States in the 60s, a guy named Herbert Marcuse. He was a well-known communist at the time. And he started this concept of critical theory. Well, it started to grow then in the early 1970s, right after the Civil Rights Movement, where really all race-based legislation had been eliminated, except perhaps for affirmative action. It had been reinstated. But race-based discrimination and oppression had been eliminated in the law. There were, of course, still socioeconomic discrepancies, and a lot of folks around Derrick Bell, who was a professor at the time at Harvard Law School, they said, well, how can we explain this, and how can we keep engaged in this? So they came up with what eventually became critical race theory. By 1989 there, it was actually a convention, the first convention somewhere in the Midwest of about, I don't know, 60, 70 professors who were teaching this stuff, developing this theory, so-called theory. It's not really a theory. And it has grown from there. It was sort of incubated in academia for a long time, very little opposition because people, other professors were afraid of being called racist. And it started off in the law schools, but it has spread, and now it's throughout the social sciences in the universities and academia. And about the time of COVID, and especially for the George Floyd killing, it broke out full bore, and it came out in the screaming about systemic racism, which is one of the main aspects of critical race theory, and it has spread now throughout. Well, we saw it a lot in classrooms where teachers were doing stunts like saying, "Little Johnny, please write an essay about how you have benefited from your white privilege." Or it's teachers who take the kids and say, "Okay, some of you are students of color. You sit in that corner. The white students, you sit over there," and then they do little exercises. It's frankly, in my view, a very sick doctrine. I don't call it an academic theory or a scientific theory. And it has been foisted on us, and now we have to fight back. Because I think this is the most divisive and dangerous concept we have in the United States at the present time.
Do you have any examples of, you know, critical race theory being taught in such a fashion where you can easily see as to, you know, where it's showing you that it's all the fault of the white person and, you know, white bad? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you see it in schools. There was that famous very high-end private school in New York where the fellow, I believe his name was Gutman, wrote a letter and was absolutely castigated about it. You see it in, there was an incident, I believe, in Cupertino. I think that may have been the incident where the children were divided. They were trying to dump that on us here in California with the ethnic studies curriculum that was being proposed a couple of years ago. Then they really scrubbed it because it got so much opposition. So they really scrubbed that ethnic studies curriculum. But it is popping up. Hayward now just recently adopted, I understand they dedicated, I think, $40 million to some sort of, to various ethnic studies programs. You see it also in the critical race theory, in this habit of large corporations hiring diversity officers or buying absolution when they have buying absolution when Robin DiAngelo, the author of White Fragility, shows up for $30,000 a pop.
All right, well, hold that thought. Put a pause on it. We're here for a quick commercial break. I do believe in capitalism still, so we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Love capitalism.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote and a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and northern France. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. You can head up to the website. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up there, including a live chat room. So there's all kinds of ways to get involved in the conversation. And look, as I told you, you need to get involved in the conversation. You need to understand truly, right, what the facts are on issues you're going to talk about. Otherwise, as I love to say, we become them. Don't ever become them. Because it, what are you going to rail on then? They're misinformed or ill-informed, all right? And they come at stuff like they're an authority in these areas, and they're not. I'm not either. Look, there's a lot of stuff I can do some research on, stuff I can't spend the time on, which is why I bring other people on. So I've asked Chris Arend to join me. He's one of the very few Americans qualified as an attorney in both Germany and America. And now he's retired. He serves on the school board in Paso Robles, California, who are dealing with, we're all dealing with the same things up and down the state. And whether it's CRT or the ethnic studies or what have you, all, in my humble opinion, taking much away from reading, writing, and arithmetic. We used to be the pristine state, the pristine education system in the country, and I'd even venture to say in some areas in the world, and now I think we're number 47th in the nation, right, Chris?
It's pretty far down there. It's not due to lack of money. We spend more money than I think any other country on education per student. I compared it to German numbers. We're definitely over their spending per student. But money only buys so much. You need academic discipline. You need focus. And that is lacking a little bit.
No, I agree with you. You know, and again, I tell people all the time, when I first started doing this show or early into it, we were looking at numbers across the country. And, you know, California, my district spends about $10,000 a child, just under. And we are one of the best, and it's not because of me. The district's been there for a while. It's been well managed. But we have one of the best school districts in the state. And we rank high. We score high. I think USA News and Report put us at the 18th best high school, district in the country. And then you look at New Jersey, right? They averaged $27,000 per child at the time. And they were among the worst educated kids in the country. So when these unions and others say, money, we need more money, it takes money, give us more money, it's a line of bunk. It's not true.
No, it takes discipline.
and good teachers who are really there for the right reasons, who really want to work with these kids. And, you know, if any teachers are listening and you want to write me a nasty, you are not a sanctified group. I mean, you have bad people in your group, just like police do, just like firemen do, just like every organization does. There's always bad eggs in an organization. So let's not go down that road. And for some of them, with the CRT in the states where they've banned CRT training, have actually had the guts to sign to say that they would break the law to teach CRT because that is the right way to go. This is going to be a nightmare for us, isn't it?
Well, we're going to have fun. There are going to end up being disciplinary proceedings, I'm sure, in various school districts around the country. And this is a fight. We're in a fight here. And Joe, I think the fight, you know, it's not along racial lines. The real ideological dispute is between what I call the Martin Luther King side, judging people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, and this absolutely racist critical race theory, which pastes labels on people based on their complexion. It's ridiculous. An example, I was in a diversity panel here in Paso Robles. What was going on? They suggested that our school district should adopt a resolution banning or condemning racism. Our staff did a copy and paste from various resolutions that have been passed around the country. They presented it to us, and my reaction was absolutely not. This isn't even going on the agenda. I drafted one that went down the Martin Luther King line, and we adopted it. And it's a very good resolution. Starts right off with his famous quote about from his "I Have a Dream" speech. It's hard to argue against Martin Luther King and his message of it's not colorblindness, but just, you know, we recognize people's race. We see it obviously. We're not blind, but it doesn't. It shouldn't matter. It should never matter.
No, and again, they are now trying to demonize him, or many groups are trying to demonize him, which I find just appalling. Don't you?
Critical race theory calls it colorblindness and colorblindness and assimilation. Those are two forms of racism, according to critical race theory.
Wow. You know,
they're insane.
All the stuff, I guess all the stuff we were taught as kids, not to look at somebody's color when it comes to, you know, whether it's hiring them or being their friend or breaking bread with them. Now we have to look at the color. We have to recognize that they have a color of some
kind,
for whatever reason it is.
Yeah, it's not formal affirmative action, but it's sort of a cultural affirmative action. And it's absolutely silly. Look at people's qualifications, and et cetera, et cetera. And look, one of the things we've also seen, I'd like to hear your intro there, so we've got to know what we're talking about. I pushed very forcefully here for our ethnic studies course in our school district. We had some students who had asked to put it on an ethnic studies course. I thought studying the ethnic backgrounds of our melting pot, perfectly legitimate academic field of study. But I said, it's got to be a history course. It can't be disturbed by hindsight bias. In other words, condemning George Washington for owning slaves when, in those days, slavery was practiced throughout the world. It was the way of life in almost all countries in the world at the time, in one form or another. And I said, above all, no critical race theory. We had a lovely debate on it. It was a pretty knockdown, drag-out debate. And we eventually approved it on our school board, 6-1, but subject to the condition, no critical race theory, no hindsight bias, and historic offense will be viewed in their historic content, or in their historic context. This is an area where I think, specifically in these ethnic studies debates, the left almost seems to play rope-a-dope. They get you out there simply objecting to all ethnic studies courses, even the type of course we did, which, as I say, is perfectly sane. That's a perfectly sane, normal course. They get you objecting to it, and they say, oh, you're objecting to critical thinking, and critical thinking is so important. Well, critical thinking goes back, of course, to Socrates, and it's what we teach the children to do. Always, so to say, kick the tires all the time on all the various doctrines and concepts you're learning. Always be questioning. Always be a bit skeptical. That goes way back. Critical thinking is exactly opposed to critical theory, and especially critical race theory, which is nothing more than an ideology. They have a few fixed assumptions, and then they deduce everything from there. But don't challenge their assumptions.
Oh, it's never ending. And again, when it comes to education, some of these people have been locked in education for so long. And I'm not putting them down, but they've been in the education world for so long. The world around them doesn't exist. They don't give any consideration to what's actually truly happening in the real world around them. So I always get a kick out of some of the things that are brought in front of the board and the way they make their arguments, if you would. So, you know, back to something we were kind of discussing where, you know, my attitude at the school districts or public schools that teach kids reading, writing, arithmetic, okay? That's kind of where I'm at. Moral values, not so much, all right?
When it comes to the family.
What's that?
That's more the responsibility of the family.
Right.
Teach the morality to your children.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and when we do this thing with the bullying, when they suspend the kids or they send the kids to whatever museum, you say, wait a minute, bullying does not start in the playground. That's not where kids learn how to bully. They go home and they learn how to bully. They see it happen in the home. They see it happen around families. So how can you fix them? We see this over and over and over again. So always see it. And again, it goes back to if a child is bullying, if a child is not really acting well in school, maybe we need to send them home and say to the parents, when you can get your child to behave properly for school, then we can teach them the reading, writing, arithmetic we need to teach them. But it's not our job. That's kind of my complaint all the time. It is not our job to fix your child.
Right. We're not parents. The schools aren't parents. They can't be parents. The children really have to be taught to behave at home. They have to get a certain sense of self-worth, of respect for others, of drive, ambition. That's got to come from home. We've got, unfortunately, it does, and we've got an interesting situation in our county. We have it's almost like a boot camp for kids. It's called Grizzly Institute, or Grizzly School. And the troubled students go there. And they wear uniforms and they march and they get up early and they go through a mild case of basic training. And it has been remarkably successful, taking kids who haven't been getting what they needed at home, taking them out within 6 months. Amazing how many of them do remarkably well later on in school.
We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. I want to talk about how do we skirt this? How do we fix this? How do we make it work in the school districts without being...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click Sunny-Bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95.
I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We're almost back. There you go. We're back. Joe Messina, your host. The Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-556. To get involved, get engaged, really, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. And the way you become part of the problem is you are ill-informed or not informed or think you're informed when you're not. And then you go out spewing all over the place. And honestly and sincerely, you do nothing but create problems for guys like me who are on the air trying to, you know, to get the message across. And we just become them, as I like to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him back on. We're having a great conversation with Chris Arendi. He's one of the very few Americans that's qualified as an attorney in both Germany and America. That's got to be a little bit of a trip. And now he's retired. He serves on the school board in Paso Robles, California, right in the belly of the beast. And but your district is a tad different than mine and some of the others that people see. And
we're different than the other districts in the county too a bit. We're in the so-called North County of San Luis Obispo County. We're still a little bit of a cowboy up here, perhaps a little bit conservative, though it's changing too. And we're not nuts. But we do like our wine up here and things like that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. You're definitely in that area. You know, it's funny. Part of what we were talking about before we went to break was how much money these different school districts spend. And you know, it's not a money thing. It's obviously not a money thing. When you actually sit down and look at the differences between different districts across the country and where the kids rank. And it's never that the kids, that the states that spend the most amount of money on their children rank the highest. That's not always the case, is it?
No. You know, also, it's not really competition between the states. Our students and our country had better realize there are a few hundred million real smart students out there getting a tough education, academic discipline in China, India, Pakistan, in various countries, still a bit in Europe, though some of that's sloughing off a bit in Europe. They're starting to get our disease, but we are in a world economy. It will continue like that, and our students are going to be competing with these awfully well-educated students, hundreds of millions of them in other countries. Our students better get their act together.
Yeah, true. Very, very true. We're too busy teaching about the 79 genders. You know, I mean, really seriously, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. We don't teach career tech yet at a level of, you know, hands-on woodworking, you know, shop, that kind of stuff, which we need to go back to because so many of our kids really don't understand the basics. But we're too busy with all this other stuff. Now, you know, as far as CRT goes, again, there are creative ways in which to get around it should you not be able to can it, because to your point earlier, if you don't have the right school board in, and they're not willing to push back and fight this, you're going to get stuck with it in some way, shape, manner, or form. Have you thought about any ways to get around it?
Well, that's the main way. You're going to have to elect the right people. Most folks don't pay much attention to school board elections. Frankly, what I see, we're on the front line of this cultural revolution, and we better be able to stand strong. I think what school boards everywhere should be doing, whether it gets passed or not, take a resolution of the type that we have drafted here in Pastor Opal's. I'm hoping we will pass it now on the 10th of August. We'll see what happens. A couple of my fellow conservative school board members may have to get a bit of a backbone, too, but I think they'll have it. Get that stuff out there. If I can, let me give one of my email addresses out there, so I'll be glad to mail anybody who would like it a copy of this draft resolution. It's a public document, and I'll also send them an article I wrote about a year ago on called The Myth of Systemic Racism, where I went to the I really attacked the linchpin of this critical race, which is the modern definition of racism. I put on sort of my German lawyer's hat and did an analysis of it. That I think it's not bad.
No, I think people need to spend the time to do their homework. They really, when it comes to this stuff, there were. Look, not to have a defeat. I don't want anybody to think get a defeatist attitude of this. But boards can be creative to a degree, even in California. They have ways they can. I don't want to say skirt the issue, but make it less intrusive if you wanted to. There's a lot of stuff that the California school or education department pushes down on us. That, you know, you're probably like I am. You open it up and you start reading. You go, what the heck is this all about? What brought this on? Why do they spend the time on this kind of things?
That's in this state curriculum on ethnic studies. The way that has been drafted now, you do not have to teach critical race theory-based courses. You can teach ethnic studies as a high-quality history course because the language in that curriculum is vague enough that you've got leeway. But in order to do that, you've got to have school boards make the right decisions. So a school board can decide, like Hayward has apparently done, go down the critical race theory route and raise a bunch of kids who are going to be hostile towards members of other races for a long time. Or you can do what we have done, where we're going to teach history about the melting pot. When we were young, you and I were young, you know, the melting pot, that was a great ideal. It was what we all wanted. Nowadays, the melting pot is racist for some reason.
Well, to your point, what we've talked about in the show a million times, you know, it's racist to say I don't think of color. I don't look at color when I'm hiring somebody or speaking to somebody, even having a friendship. I mean, how many 5 or 6 year olds, you know, come together in a playground and go, oh, you're black, I can't play with you. That's what's going to happen if they keep going down the road they're going, though, isn't it?
Well, it will, and if they really, if this really gets too far, you will have scenes like we had a little bit after George Floyd was killed, where in the night after that happened, there were cars cruising around with folks saying in there, yelling out, it's video out there, kill the white folk. You know, that's not nice to this type of racial violence. We know where it can lead. We've seen it throughout history, especially in the middle of the last century.
You know, what was funny is we have 16 schools in our district, several high schools and what have you, and when you would talk about racism, people jump to the conclusion that racism is between white people and black people. And I would say to them, no. This school, the problem is between blacks and Hispanics. This school is between whites and Hispanics. This school, you know what I'm saying? You can go down each and every one of these and say, it's not bottlenecked to one specific group.
Racial prejudice, judging somebody by the color of their skin, is unbelievably stupid. And unfortunately, there are stupid people in all ethnic groups. They're spread around like, you know, as if someone's gone over humanity with a salt shaker and sprinkled them around. They're everywhere and in every group. To say that one group is racist and that another group can't be racist, which is what critical race theory teaches. It teaches that people of color cannot be racist because they don't have the power, whatever that is.
I just had this conversation with a colleague, and I said, wait a minute. So what you're telling me is because the white people have the majority of the power, in your mind, that means that they're the only ones that can be racist, which I find really interesting because your definition of racist is the color with the most amount of power are the racist group. So does that mean in Detroit, in Baltimore, in Chicago, the blacks are racist? I can't pin it down like that.
That makes no sense. You look at it then on an international level, that's what you should do if you're applying an academic theory. You should look how it works in other parts of the world. You know, in World War II, there's no doubt that the Nazis were racist, right? They had the power and they were sure racist. Then they were defeated. They no longer had the power. Did that mean with the magic wand they were all of a sudden no longer racist? I don't think so. How about the Hutus and the Tutsis in Rwanda back in the early 90s? First, the Hutus were racist because they were butchering the Tutsis. Then the Tutsis took over and they had power. Did all of a sudden the Tutsis miraculously become racist and the Hutus no longer racist? It makes no sense. No. But critical race theory isn't there to make sense. It's there to stir people up, to play to emotions, to actually look at people's color of their skin and then classify them like that. And it's also there to make a lot of phony, as far as I'm concerned, phony academicians and phonies out there like Robin Gangel, make them a lot of money. It's a huge industry.
Oh, it is. Big bucks. And people don't realize how much money that academics or education spends on these classes, you know, that they need to have or what have you. You know, what was it, just even last year, between all the, the white, deconstruction whiteness, these were classes that were given to teachers, just nuts, the amount of money spent.
Oh, there's so much crazy stuff out there, and then they start saying, the work ethic, that's a white characteristic, white. You mean nobody else works hard? Give me a break. They're silly. It gets to the point.
You know, Chris, I contend that the word racist doesn't mean anything anymore because they use it for everything. They throw it around so much that, you know, when I was doing the show, when I started the show almost 15 years ago, my attitude, when somebody said, hey, Joe, you sound pretty racist with that particular spot or segment that you did, I would go back and listen. I would actually give it some thought in my head. But as time went on, and everything was racist, I went, okay, it's just a word. You've actually made it a real point.
Yeah, it's just silly. And that was the key, really, to this whole critical race theory stuff. It started off with a change in definition back in 1970 when it was first promoted, a change in definition. And it spread from there by linking this racial prejudice plus power. They added power to it. And all of a sudden, it became a political ideology.
Yep. All right, Chris, give that email address out one more time, quickly.
Yeah, it's my last name, Arend, A-R-E-N-D, Christopher, all one word, arendchristopher@gmail.com.
All right, Arend, thank you for being with me. Got to go. We're up against it. Listen, people, I'll put that up on the website. More coming up in the next hour.